Your name is?
Helen Ross.
Hello, Helen. And where are you from?
I'm from the Well Life Lab. I also work at Aquasulis Therapy Centre.
What is a Well Life Lab?
The Well Life Lab is, I'm a nutritional therapist and I specialise in gut health and specifically IBS, acid reflux.
Now, the trouble is, we all eat junk these days, don't we? Let's be honest.
Yeah.
What is the best way to look after our gut?
Right, well, eating, the latest research is showing that eating a diversity of plant foods, so a minimum of 30 different plant foods every week.
That sounds big demand. Now, I'm one for my meat. I don't really like vegetables, you see.
Yeah, well, that's the problem.
Is it?
Yeah, it is, because we need the prebiotics and the polyphenols from plant foods. So it's not just vegetables, it would be vegetables, fruit, nuts and seeds, whole grains, legumes, so lentils and beans and chickpeas.
And some of these things are a lot cheaper than convenience foods,
aren't
they?
Absolutely, yeah. It's not expensive to eat healthy. Yeah, you just need to try and widen that variety and diversity of plant foods.
So talk us through a typical meal then. If I was to prepare a meal to look after my gut, what would I do?
Yeah, well, you always have to remember your protein. So I'm not suggesting a vegan diet by any...
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I like you.
Yeah, meat's fine and fish and...
But in moderation.
Yeah, but making sure that at least half of your plate is plant, like vegetables, basically. So I think it's the proportions, like reducing the carbohydrates.
I was going to say that. Do we eat too much as well? Because the plates seem to have got bigger over the years, don't they? You know,
absolutely. And we're eating way too many carbs or, refined carbohydrates.
And what about snacking? Because that's a real problem, isn't it?
Yeah, snacking's a real problem too. But also antibiotics, in terms of IBS, I know that antibiotics have their place, but they kill off our good bacteria. So a lot of people can develop IBS after having antibiotics, for instance.
Interesting stuff. So if people want some advice for you, what's the process?
Yeah, have a look on my website. So that's the welllifelab.co.uk, and I offer a free 15-minute call just to find out what's going on for people.
So put a plan together sort of thing?
Yeah, or just to explain the best way going forward, how I can help. Yeah, I do a lot of comprehensive microbiome stool testing.
That sounds very complicated to me.
It does help us get to the root cause of what's going on.
And can you tell a lot from poo?
Yeah, you really can.
Interesting stuff. So how do you do that? You've got a laboratory?
I don't have a laboratory, but I'm associated with a laboratory, so I send people
to get tested.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff. We could talk for hours on this subject, couldn't we? Really?
Yeah.
So people want to get in touch with you?
Yeah.
Again, through the centre?
Through Aquasulis Therapy Centre in Dorchester, I'm based in Bridport, so I'm doing some workshops at, I've got a gluten-free bread workshop.
So do you do talks to ladies' groups, that sort of thing?
Talks as well. We've had a few talks at Aquasulis. I'm doing a fermented foods workshop in Bridport.
That's the sort that I like, fermented stuff, mostly with alcohol.
It's more like sauerkraut and kimchi.
Oh, that's not so good, is it? Oh, dear. No, it's gone downhill. Lovely stuff. Lovely talking to you today.
Nice to talk to you too, Rob.
Sounds really interesting.
Yeah, thank you.
And we'll have to visit Aquasulis, I think, won't we? We'll have to come one day when you're all there.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Thank you very much for talking to us today.